This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is Good Day Health. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here with us, as he usually is, finding his place in the world, finding his place in society, not that he needed any help. Did you post that picture, by the way, of you wearing a mask, or did you just send that for my benefit?
I just sent it to you.
I think you should post it.
Scare everybody.
So let's start with that. We got a number of things that you've done. Ken does his research looking at all the journals of medicine from around the country and around the world to bring us up to date on the most important developments and how they affect us, not only with the COVID, but in general. But it's been hard to focus on anything besides the COVID for obvious reasons. So you're wearing a mask, and you sent me a picture in your office. You go to work every day. Do you wear the mask in your car on your way to your clinic, Lake Cardiology, or do you wait till you get to the clinic with the mask on?
I wait till I get inside. Mm-hmm. Once I cross the door, I'm wearing it. In Central Florida, Doug, is made up of five counties approximately. Yeah. And this past Monday, the beginning of the week, one of the counties required everybody who leaves their house and specifically mentioned going to the doctor's office needs to wear a mask. And I just thought it was inappropriate if somebody has to leave their house to go come to my office wearing a mask that I'm not wearing one. And so I decided with that to start wearing it in the office. And also, we're learning that about 25% of us are asymptomatic carriers. And so there's a lot.
What does that mean? Explain to the audience that may not know what that means, asymptomatic.
That means that we have the virus, we can shed the virus to others, spread the virus to others, but we have no symptoms. And perhaps the main reason for wearing the mask is not to protect yourself, it's to stop the spread to others. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we're wearing standard surgical masks that are antiviral, and we're just expecting that we're not going to be able to spread it to anybody. And that's a huge value of the mask.
All right. So the mask is important. Other things, though, the coefficient of the mask, are there any other things that we can do? Or is that what do you think? How does it piece together?
You mean what kind of mask to wear? Or you said that you want it, if you're going to use a mask, make sure it's antiviral. But what else should we do to protect ourselves? Well, it's the standard things we've been talking about is keeping the hands clean. Most importantly, keep them off the face. Don't touch the mouth, the nose, the eyes with those hands. And just try to stay social distancing. This is clearly passed from person to person. And, you know, it seems like 6 feet or more is the magic number. And
I heard somebody say it was 29 or 30 feet.
Well,
it
may be more than 6 feet. That's the question. Some of the studies show that the virus can travel greater distance. And hopefully this seems to be turning the curve, and hopefully we're going to be able to get back to a normal life. Because I think the key to getting back to a normal life is being able to do aggressive testing. Because you want to get the carriers out of the society, and if we had an easy test, and it's coming, because just last week a saliva test was approved, and already approved is this Abbott quick test where you don't have to stick the swab into the nose and down into the throat. That was the original test, and that's what's available to nose, the nasopharyngeal. That's the one that doesn't feel very good. But what is coming, what's been approved by the FDA, and what is coming in greater and greater number, and by next week or two should be available, I'm hoping widespread, is the Abbott quick test, which in 5 minutes you know if you're positive, in 15 minutes you know you're negative. And this is just an easy swab of the nose. It doesn't have to go into the nose and down into the mouth, and it's really not that painful. It's pretty easy. And in the next week or two, we're going to have an oral. You just take a spit into a cup, and this will save save a lot of protective gear. It'll be safer for the people administering the test. They'll just give you a cup, you'll spit into it, and they'll be able to run the test quickly on the saliva accurately. So being able to test a lot of us quickly will be able to get the carriers out of society so the rest of us can go back to work. And also antibody testing will be so important to quickly getting us all back to work, because with antibody testing, we'll know who has natural immunity. You've already been exposed to it. I think we're going to find a lot of people who didn't even know they had this illness, had it. They have natural immunity to it. We can document the antibodies, and they're fine as long as this virus doesn't mutate. And so far it hasn't. It looks like a stable virus. Hopefully it'll stay stable. As long as it stays stable, you have antibodies to it, you're safe. You can go back to your life and forget about even being concerned about this darn virus. So antibody testing will be very helpful. And we know about 80% of people who get this virus either have minimal, mild, or mild to moderate symptoms, and I think we're going to find so many people shocked that they have antibodies, they've been exposed to this, and they already have natural immunity.
I hope we do not go back to the way things were, because there are a lot of things about life and things that we do and have done that are not productive in my mind.
Like what?
But I do think that there are things that we ought to do that, you know, bring us back to somewhat of a normal economy, stability, maybe, rather.
What would you like this to eliminate as we go back to work?
I'd like to eliminate the things we waste, like paper towels. We don't need to use paper towels. They don't disinfect. When you put them in landfills, they don't go away. Use a cloth and wash them like we used to do when you and I were kids. Your mother washed her face with a cloth, and she dried your hands with a cloth towel, and she washed them when we were done using them. I mean, there are hundreds of examples of things like that. The crazy use of all of these products, the plastic that we use to prep products, and I mean the packaging is unbelievably wasteful. And then there are attitudes that people have toward one another. We've been nicer. I've been saying this over and over again on the air. Think good thoughts, say nice things, do good for others. Everything comes back to you. I think those sorts of things. I think we just need to kind of get off the wheel for a while, and maybe stay off of it for some of us. I think that we've become too dependent on the news media, and it's frankly sucks.
I wish the politics would come out of this.
Oh, my God.
And we would just worry about getting people healthy and not using this as an excuse to be political.
I think a lot of people are seeing through that. Right,
I hope so.
All right, time for us to, speaking of health and that sort of stuff, the MyPillow folks have done a fabulous job of putting together a product that America needs, wants, and likes. And so if you haven't gotten on the MyPillow bandwagon yet, this is a perfect opportunity for you to do it, because Mike Lindell has cut the price on all of his products at MyPillow.com by 66%. Now through the end of April, you can buy these pillows that are famous because you can wash them and you can dry them. Therefore, keep your bedroom and your bed clean, very clean. You need to make sure that all the bugger yuggers are not on your bed or in your pillow. So wash everything, including the pillows. And so look at the standard pillows, the queen pillows, the platinum, premium pillows, all of them on sale. Save 66% on all the products with the promo code DJV at MyPillow.com. Remember, there's a 10-year warranty. They're washable and dryable, and they're all made in the USA. MyPillow.com. Go to the Radio Listener Specials page. Use the promo code DJV when you check out.
Here is your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Carrie Hall. Does exercise really help keep you young as you get older? I'll be back to tell you more. A sedentary lifestyle isn't good for anyone, but particularly should be avoided as we age. Although some age-related muscle loss may be inevitable, much of the decline in muscle tissue is blamed on aging that is really due to inactivity. So if you're a couch potato, here's what happens. Muscle mass diminishes, the metabolism can change drastically, causing obesity, impaired glucose tolerance, changes in the body's ability to regulate temperature, and weaken bones, thereby increasing risk from falls and injury. How many older folks do you know
that have fallen and injured themselves. Well, all that can be avoided if you simply exercise. Exercise can make a huge difference. The person who stays physically fit will not only look good and feel good, their skin, tissue, organs, and bones will all have the components of youth. So yes, you can reverse the aging process, or at least slow it down, through exercise.
Have you wanted to speak a new language, but you thought it'd be too hard or take too much time? Then go to Babbel.com, download the app, and try it for free. In just 15 minutes a day, you'll be on your way to speaking a new language in just a few weeks. And right now, you can try Babbel for free. Babbel starts out teaching you words and phrases by matching them with pictures. You won't believe how easy the interactive program is. Soon the sentences get a little bigger, and before you know it, you're having simulated conversations voiced by native speakers. And because Babbel is crafted by language experts and uses the spaced repetition method, in just 10 to 15 minutes a day, you'll be speaking the language of your choice with real confidence. With Babbel, you can speak a language. Just go to Babbel.com and start your first lesson in the language of your choice for free. Download the Babbel app or go to Babbel.com and try it for free. That's Babbel.com.
This is Good Day Health. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here with me. I'm Doug Steffen. Ken runs Lake Cardiology in Mount Dora, Florida. People calling him from all around the country to get his advice and his input. You can do telemedicine now. Start the process by calling his office at 352-735-1400. That's 352 area code, 735-1400. Get in touch with the office, with the clinic, and to get your appointment now. You don't have to be there. You can do telemedicine. Ken likes it, as a matter of fact, at Lake Cardiology. All right, so the update here, there's been research that you've talked about for now, what, 3 or 4 weeks being done in France following the use of these two drugs. There was something that appeared in the news media. Of course, it was only half the story, that the virus, it was not so fast. And I think it started with Tom Hanks' wife, who said that she took the stuff for malaria and didn't seem to work so well, but she didn't take the Z-Pak. So do we need to clarify this a little bit as to if people say, you know, you hear this, well, this stuff doesn't really work. Well, it may not work because only doing half of what they're supposed to do. Am I right on that?
Exactly. You have to compare an apple to an apple. And this all, and that's so important. And this all started with a Dr. Didier Raoul, is a French physician and world famous microbiologist. His laboratory, Doug, employs more than 200 people who publish between 250 and 350 papers per year, a total of about 3,000 papers in his lifetime so far. And they have produced more than 50 patents. He's the most cited microbiologist in Europe and the seventh worldwide. This is quite amazing. So he's really a giant in the world of infectious disease. So his incredible success, and he's an independent maverick kind of guy, has created a lot of professional jealousy. And he was the one who started this idea of treating early with the combination of hydroxychloroquine and Z-Pak. And very importantly, because you have to compare an apple to apple when you see that, oh, it doesn't work, it doesn't work. What he does, what his group does in Marseille, they use hydroxychloroquine, 200 milligrams, three times a day for 10 days, and plus a Z-Pak, a five-day Z-Pak. And they think it's very important to start early. And when you see the other studies or the comments, you have to make sure they're comparing the same thing. So he uses 30 tablets. Not if you go to the NIH and you look at the tests, the studies that are well-controlled, studies that are being set up, the randomized controlled studies to test Dr. DRL's idea, which they say is not randomized, not controlled, but it's what we call a case study. The comparison NIH controlled studies only use 12 tablets. They treat for 5 days with only 12 total tablets, not the 30. So I don't know why they're not putting together these randomized controlled studies
to test the same idea. You know exactly why they do it. I will continue with our overview. We're trying to put the best face and the best information forward that there is, thanks to Dr. Ken. Dr. Ken Kronhaus and Doug Steffen on Good Day Health.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Dr. Ken, lovingly referred to as Dr. Ken here. Ken Kronhaus from Lake Cardiology in Mondura, Florida, is here on Good Day Health. You get the podcast by going to gooddayhealthshow.com or go wherever it is that you subscribe to podcasts. Could be the Apple Podcast app. It could be on Stitcher or Spotify, iTunes, iHeart, TuneIn Radio. The most recent of our podcast has Ken helping you answer the question about disinfecting your groceries. We had that conversation. We also talked about a new generic asthma inhaler in the most recent most recent Good Day Health Show. I get so many programs I do, Ken, I can't remember which one I'm doing sometimes. Anyway, the information about grocery, the whole thing, packages that come to your home from Amazon or the Postal Service, be careful about those. And Ken also has in the podcast tips for enhancing your immune system. So all of it's there, plus many more items and tidbits that you ought to know about regarding your health. Go to the most recent Good Day Health Show, the podcast at gooddayhealthshow.com, or as I said, in all the other areas, Spreaker and Stitcher and all these names that's like foreign to me, Ken, but people know what I'm talking about. All right, so back to the discussion, the treatment and the cure, and what people need to know about how they need the real info.
You were saying that I know why the proposed randomized controlled studies being organized by the NIH have a different drug protocol than the protocol that Dr. Didier Raoul, Professor Dr. Didier Raoul in Marseille, France, who as of this moment reports, his group reports 2,716 patients and only 11 deaths, which translates to a 99.6% survival for COVID-19, which is an amazing event.
Yeah, man. But
so
how disgusting.
Why, and then the criticism of Dr. Professor Raoul is that he's not performing a controlled randomized trial. This is what we call a case report, and it's a huge case report of over 2,600 patients. So why then, and we do in the long run need a randomized controlled study, it would be nice to have that. It would be great. The problem is right now we're on the front lines trying to save lives, and we don't have the time. And so why is the randomized controlled study, the multiple randomized controlled studies that are being proposed by the NIH, why don't they use the same treatment regimen as what Professor Rael in Marseille is using and is showing to be so effective with these drugs that, when prescribed appropriately, turn out to be quite safe, using an electrocardiogram to screen people who should get them and following up with electrocardiograms? And these are drugs that have been around. Hydroxychloroquine was approved in the 1950s. 50s, and Z-Pak, who hasn't had a Z-Pak already? So these are drugs that have been used for so long, safe, generic, cheap. What am I missing, Doug?
You're not missing anything. It's whether the rest of the world, what are people who believe some of the crap they read in the New York Times, what are they missing?
I do this at my own peril, because what I've noticed is any of the doctors who comment objectively with the heart of just trying to help people, they get accused of being quacks. So, so it's just amazing.
Well, and they can call it the old thing, sticks and stones may break my bones, names will never hurt me. That word quack.
Well, my lawyer's waiting to see it and hear it.
Yeah, okay, well, Jack Stockwell's been called a quack for years, and lots of other homeopaths have been. It's just that it's a name, it's a word, it's nonsense. Dr. Ken continues. We've got another half hour here of this week's Good Day Health coming right up.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedoms. And now, as we all fight the coronavirus, vulnerable veterans have little or no contact with their family or hospital volunteers and staff. Learn how you can help an isolated or sick veteran at HealVets.org. Help Heal Veterans, with the support of citizens like you, creates, manufactures, and distributes therapeutic art and crafts projects for our veterans and military at no charge to them. HealVets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans.
I want my own website, but I don't know where to start.
Start at Pear. Pear offers hosting plans that are perfect for someone who's just starting out.
But I'm not really tech savvy.
Not to worry. Pear has WordPress hosting packages.
What's WordPress?
It's web software that even a beginner can use to create a beautiful website.
So where do I start? Pear.com?
Pear.com. As in, we make a perfect pair.
Pear Networks Web Hosting. Tell your friends.
We've been fighting the war on drugs for a long time. We answer the phone 24/7, 365 days a year. On a busy night, we answer hundreds of calls. This war on drugs needs our intervention.
Since 2014, Addiction Hope and Helpline has helped people struggling with drugs and alcohol.
When the phone rings, we help people when they need it the most. When we get a caller into treatment, it feels good. It's a blessing.
If you're struggling, drinking, using, and need to get clean, don't suffer alone in silence. Call Addiction Hope and Helpline.
Our people understand, and many are also in recovery. Call for support and strength. You can call for someone who can't or isn't willing. It's an act of love. Together we can help you beat this thing and erase addiction from your vocabulary once and for all.
Call 800-579-6960, 800-579-6960, 800-579-6960.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Governors working together to reopen our country. The governors of Illinois, Indiana, Kentucky, Michigan, Ohio, and Wisconsin announcing a plan to work together to reopen portions of the states. The governors agree the reopening will be contingent on the number of new coronavirus cases. Now, in a joint statement, these governors say things will not open all at once, but in phases, depending on conditions. The governors of hotspots New York and New Jersey and 4 other states will also work to reopen once the coronavirus outbreak subsides. President Trump telling reporters at the daily White House coronavirus briefing,
"We're going to see that everything is working out smoothly. We're in very strong communication with the governors. We're going to be helping with testing. They're going to be doing the testing. It's got to be a localized thing, and it really has been since I've been involved."
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Continuing along with our info segment, Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here, the weekly Good Day Health Show. We have a lot of things. Let's continue, shall we, Ken, with the coronavirus update. We were talking about drugs and stuff and tests. Do you have any more on the FDA saliva test, or did you pretty much cover it as we got started?
I think the encouragement, because we know we need to get back to work when it's safe, because, in the Depression, when the economy was so bad, alcoholism, suicide, became such a horrible problem. People are not getting other medical issues taken care of. They're not going to the dentist. Well, so we don't want the problem to be worse than the solution.
One of the things...
The solution
is,
to be worse than the problem.
Is notable here is how many empty beds there are in hospitals.
Unbelievable.
And let's say one of you have patients, you're a cardiologist, so you have people that really, when they really need your attention, they really need your attention. And I'm wondering if you find somebody that needs an immediate procedure, a stent put in, or some kind of you got to do a bypass or something like that, and you want to put them in the hospital, and the hospital doesn't want to take them, That's not elective surgery. That's emergency stuff. Have you had any in the last month? Have you had any examples of people that were in dire straits that couldn't get into the hospital?
No, absolutely not. And as I was saying, we don't want the solution to be worse than the problem. It's not so much that the beds are not available, because you know, usually in Florida, there may be a bed availability of 10 to 20%, and now it's over 40%. So the beds are there. It's that the patients are uneasy about going into the hospital now.
Well, would you be uneasy given what's going on? If that stuff is in the hospital as people have it, would you be uneasy about going in?
It's a natural response, of course. And then compounded by what people are hearing and seeing. And this is what is creating the problem, that problems other than COVID are not being taken care of medically. Cancer issues are not being dealt with, things that really need to be gotten to earlier. And it's not so much by lack of availability. Hospital workers are being furloughed left and right because there's just not much going on as there usually is. So once we get early testing, this is what's going to be able to get us back to work and back to our lives, is by the availability, widespread, of easy testing, so we can get the carriers out, off, away from society, and get them secluded. And with the saliva test, with the Abbott quick nasal test, which you just put an easy little swipe of the nose, and within 15 minutes you have your full test back. And also with the antibody test, knowing who has natural immunity. Once you have natural immunity to a virus that hopefully continues not to mutate, you're fine to go back. You can deal with this no problem. And again, I think we're going to find that more people are going to be surprised that they've been exposed to this, because most have either minimal, mild, or mild to moderate symptoms. This is at least 80% of people. And once you have the antibody, you're fine to return to life. And if we can just easily, quickly test people, we can get them away, the people who are at high risk, the elderly, the obese, cancer, heart disease, autoimmune illnesses. These folks can maybe just stay out for a little longer. And we need to implement this in the areas that are the cooler areas, not the hot zones. New York is going to be the last to come back. But we can implement this get back to our life strategy in the areas that have so much less of this once we have effective testing, and we can start getting back to our lives and stop avoiding the problems that come with this kind of treatment, with depression, suicide, alcoholism, and all the havoc of potentially destroying our economy. So you have to balance this. We have to save lives but not kill the economy.
All right, so one wonders when we look around, there's so much other stuff going on. Let's spend some time here before we have questions for you coming up at 53 past the hour. But right now, let's get to some of the other news from the world of medicine. We need to get off of the coronavirus wheel for a while and talk about some of the other studies, including this one, very interesting. My daughter was born by C-section, and I understand that she's prone to some things that other girls, is it girls who are born by C-section versus those born naturally? Is that what this study compares?
Correct. This is JAMA Network Open this week. The girls born by cesarean delivery, they may be more prone to obesity and type 2 diabetes as adults. Doug, the previously identified relationship between birth by cesarean delivery and childhood obesity may extend into adulthood. And the answer is why? Do we have some time? Because there's a lot of possible reasons.
I want to go into this. Yeah, this is good.
So what is causing this? Well, babies delivered by C-section, they're more prone to obesity and diabetes because they are never exposed to protective benefits of bacteria colonizing the mother's birth control canal. So the intrauterine versus vaginal microbiome, they're different, and it's felt that this may have an effect long term. The route of birth, frequency of vaginal exams, and use of antibiotics may influence bacteria populations living in both mother and newborn, and also newborns of mothers who undergo C-section may also breastfeed less and less often. And other studies have shown that obesity is a common reason for cesarean delivery, and obese women are more likely to have obese kids who grow up to become obese adults.
Hmm. All right. So Megan was not born. My wife was not obese, although she did gain 46 pounds when she was pregnant. She looked like a basketball when she was pregnant with Megan, but she was by no means obese. She was a little thing. So hopefully that does not. But the diabetes thing would bother me a little bit. That has as much to do with diet as anything else, right? I mean, you could be prone to it, but if you eat well, diabetes doesn't usually bother people outrageously, does it?
Well, type 2 diabetes is associated with obesity, poor diet, consumption of too much white flour. So type 2 diabetes is definitely related to obesity.
All right, I think we dealt with this a little bit last week, but I want to spend just a minute on it again. The discussion about black people and how they're suffering more with the coronavirus than are others, and I believe you and I talked about, or you did, how many black people have diabetes and how many eat a bad diet, and, you know, it could be reasons for that. You know, you can have that conversation from now until next Thursday, but that's something that people are still wondering about. And are more black women obese than white women? Do more black women have C-sections than white women?
It is an observation that the African American community is suffering more than some of the other racial groups, and you can only speculate here, but we know in the African American community, hypertension genetically is a much bigger problem than other racial groups. And hypertension seems to be a big risk factor for aggressive form of COVID-19. Also, obesity and diabetes type 2. This does tend to be more prevalent in the African American community. So I think these two aspects may be the explanation. There also may be genetic aspects of the immune system that we don't even yet understand, because how your immune system responds to this virus has a big determination of whether you have the aggressive form, because the aggressive form occurs with an onset of a very aggressive response from the immune system, so aggressive that it destroys the lung tissue. This may be a genetically mediated, and that may be the reason. So this is a complex interaction that I think with more study we'll understand. But the take-home message is we all need to eat a healthy diet. The Mediterranean diet is a great example, and we need to, when the doctor says it's okay, get into an exercise program to get down to ideal body weight, know our blood pressure, our blood sugar, our cholesterol, our weight, all the things that the heart doctors harp about. This will help lower your risk of getting the severe form of COVID-19.
All right, another word to the wise here. When it comes to the COVID thing, people are getting money. They're waiting for their $1,200. How'd you like to get $5,000 from the government? Family Tax Service will take your maybe your old tax returns are tired. Take the old tax returns, including this year's, last 3 or 4 years, and they'll pull them apart, because Family Tax is run by people who are former IRS analyzers and inspectors. They're experts at finding those hidden credits and deductions that your tax preparer, frankly, would miss. Most of them do. So if you've already filed, doesn't make any difference. They will guarantee that you'll get back $5,000 or more using their services, or you pay nothing. All right? Ready to call them right now while I'm giving you the suggestion? Why don't you call them? 800-262-0318. That's 800-262-0318. Family Tax Service. Get $5,000 back from your previously filed tax returns. 800-262-0318.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
Honey, listen to this. Our dog and our cat both need pet care products, right?
Uh-huh.
And it costs us a small fortune to buy pet care products. There must be a place online that sells them for less.
Uh-huh.
And I think I just found it.
SmartClickPetCare.com.
Uh-huh.
The company behind it is Budget Pet Care, known for top quality. And they've got all the brand name products. Frontline, Advantage, Revolution, HeartGuard, Capstar, and more. All at great prices.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Why should we pay more? SmartClickPetCare.com will help us save, save, save. Honey, are you listening to me?
Yes, dear. But let's hear what the radio announcer has to say.
Right now, get an extra 10% off plus free shipping on your order at SmartClickPetCare.com. SmartClickPetCare.com. Hey, that's a cute dog and cat you have there.
Oh, thanks.
Pay less for quality pet care products. SmartClickPetCare.com.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
All right, let's keep going here on Good Day Health. Dr. Ken Kronos, Doug Steffen, using marijuana as a sleep aid. Here, Ken, we've been off of our usual weekly shot at marijuana because we've been talking about that coronavirus. Nobody said that, by the way, marijuana would help those suffering from coronavirus, right? There hasn't been anybody said that.
Study yet to be completed, I would imagine.
All right. This is about sleep.
This is out of the medical journal Sleep this week. Teenagers who use marijuana to fall asleep, Doug, may be setting themselves up for insomnia later in life. Many people do rely on marijuana as a sleep aid. Roughly one-third who start using marijuana before age 18 have insomnia later in life. Teenage marijuana users are also more likely to experience a particularly detrimental type of sleep, Doug, called short sleep, or sleeping less than 6 hours per night. Short sleep is associated with various chronic health issues, including heart disease, asthma, and arthritis. Why marijuana may affect sleep? Well, marijuana influences your circadian rhythm, the system that tells the body when to sleep and when to wake up.
All right, so would this be applicable to older folks, or is this just focused on younger people who are using the wacky weed?
My guess is that it affects your circadian rhythm no matter what your age is, but that's a study that needs to be done. That would be my hypothesis that would need to be tested.
As well. Yeah. One of the things, let's go back to COVID for a minute. One of the studies this week looks at how COVID survivors can help others recover. You and I have talked about this, whether you use the blood, what they call the PRP or something to help people get out of this.
Doug, physicians are seeking relief for their COVID-19 patients are turning to convalescent plasma transfusions. This is using antibodies from recovered coronavirus cases. Plasma from recovered COVID-19 cases is transfused to critically ill COVID-19 patients with the hope that the antibodies will help the patient fight or neutralize the disease. This is, in my mind, this is for the small subset of people who don't respond early to the hydroxychloroquine azithromycin combination. Then you can add this, and I think that's what a lot of people are trying to follow right now, that sequence.
Mm-hmm. Have you seen this done with any patients of yours?
It wasn't a patient of mine, but actually there's a patient in Orlando that is getting a lot of attention because they are actively doing this in Orlando.
They are?
Yes.
And it has to be done in a hospital, or
oh,
can
absolutely.
It be done?
Absolutely. These are the people in intensive care who are not responding. And
right. So it wouldn't be something we normally, let's say I've been declared free of the virus and using my blood to create a plasma to help somebody else. Is that doable?
Yes. They're asking right now for donors who have already had COVID. Yes, absolutely. Right. Yep. The blood banks are collecting plasma.
Coming up, questions for Dr. Ken. Up next here on the weekly Good Day Health Show, Dr. Ken Kronos, Doug Steffen here at your service.
Thank you.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is a Corona Crisis Self-Reliance Alert. If you're worried about the power grid in the current crisis and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electrical power, just in case, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited supply of solar backup generators will be available again in the next 2 weeks. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you get off the grid. And unlike gas generators, these solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Dangerous weather, social unrest, or overloaded grids this summer will not be a problem if you go to mysolarbackup.com and get your solar backup generator. We regret that supplies are limited and only available on a first-come, first-served basis. Check availability at mysolarbackup.com. Never suffer painful power outages again. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100, shopsupertea.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Dr. Ken, questions for Dr. Ken. Dr. Ken Kronos from Lake Cardiology, Mount Dora, Florida, here with us to answer questions that have come from various sources, mostly listeners. The question came up this week, Ken, and I didn't have a good answer for it. Can the coronavirus be spread on the soles of your shoes?
Yes. Studies are showing that coronavirus does occur on the soles. It's collected as people walk, and it can be spread. And the recommendation is to take your shoes off and not bring them into the house.
Take your shoes off and not run. A lot of people that I know who are, for
the Japanese have done that forever.
Yeah. And a lot of people who are spiritually motivated take off the shoes and bring, when you come through the door, they take them off. But in this case, keep the stuff out of the house. What about washing them, washing the soles of your shoes? Could you use Lysol or some of that stuff to...
I'm sure you could take a Lysol wipe and wipe them down, but I don't know if you want to get... You know, then you have to really get your hands clean, and I'm not sure I know why, because as soon as you go outside, you're at risk of... getting them dirty again.
Yeah, well, are you at risk
just
everywhere?
Just don't lick the soles of your shoes and keep them on the ground.
Would you want to repeat that? Don't lick the soles of your shoes,
and
boys and girls.
Just keep them on the ground.
Yeah.
You'll be fine. Most, again, this is transmitted person to person, and also when you... get it on your hands, and you, because you've touched the surface, and then you touch your hands to your mouth, your nose, or your eyes. That's how you get this. You know, if it's at your outside your front door, sitting there, and it's on the bottom of the shoes, don't even think about it, because that's not going to get to you and cause in you COVID-19.
Here's a listener that's still not sure how to best make her satisfied she doesn't have it. Is it using a thermometer? Is it a blood? What's the best way in your own wheelhouse to establish in your own mind that you don't have it, or you do have it?
Well, you can get tested for it to see if you have active illness, and the best test at the moment is this Abbott quick test, point of service test, quick, where you get the answers if you're positive in 5 minutes, if you're negative in 15 minutes, and it's just an easy swab of the nose. And coming in the next week or two will be a test even easier, where all you'll do is spit into a cup and they'll use your saliva. And then the other way to find out your history is to find out if you've ever been exposed in the past with the antibody test, and that's already been approved by the FDA and will be hopefully widely available in the next week or two. And either looking at it either one of these ways with the help of a good doctor, you can tell your natural history easy and get peace of mind.
All right, back to sleep. We were talking on the Good Day Health program about being sleep deprived if you use marijuana, but there are a lot of people who are being sleep deprived because of what they call coronasomnia. I guess that's
insomnia. Anxiety about the corona. Yes, definitely. Yeah. And a lot of us use the gym to get rid of our stress, and we can't get in there. And this is what I'm talking about, the treatment being worse than the disease. And absolutely, mental stress is a big component of this, and that's why hopefully we can come up with a plan to get society back to our lives in a safe manner.
Well, there's been a lot of irresponsible reporting, as we know, and axe grinding when it comes to this sort of thing. And people's fears are, if we're playing just a numbers game, and we look at the number of people who have died in this country and around the world from this coronavirus compared to the annual flu, whatever the flu blend is that particular year, it's not laughable, but it certainly is minuscule. Is it not?
I mean, depends what year you look, but a couple of years ago in America, unfortunately, we lost 60,000 people, even with a vaccine. And this year, it looks like we're going to be on pace with the flu, our usual 30,000 in America. We lose 50,000 people a year in America just from inappropriate drug use. And we lose several hundred thousand people in America every year from heart disease. So we
automobile accidents. I mean, you can go through any number of things that are medically induced or otherwise.
We're not looking for any deaths, but to put this in perspective, the models greatly overestimated how severe this was going to be, thankfully, and by some of our reactions to it have also decreased the mortality. But fortunately, this has not turned into the kind of catastrophe that some of the models predicted.
You can send your questions to me on Twitter at Doug Steffen. That's a good way to do it. Dr. Ken Kronhaus, here with his service to the public every week. Lake Cardiology is his home. That's where his office is. And as I said, you can contact him and do the telemedicine at 352-735-1400. This is Good Day Health.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to survivalseedbank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com.